Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the College Bowl Pick'em Show. Kids, we're going to reserve the top six games on New Year's for another date because those are important, damn it. And these ones, well, not so much.
They're all important.
Not so much.
In their own ways.
Everyone has value.
Well,
this sounds like a bunch of hippie bullshit.
It sure
to me
does.
Right,
the only reason I care about these games.
Horseshoe theory, though.
You know my stance on mediocrity is because I gamble on them and I can win money. Speaking of which, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit up to $1,000. Get off the couch and get into the action today with MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Doubling your first deposit up to $1,000. This is getting harder and harder to pick every single year. Not only are you dealing with NIL money, but now you're dealing with the transfer portals here. So,
and you're making us do this 9 days before the first bowl game. So I appreciate that.
We don't have a choice here because if you want the good spreads, you have to pick them early, right? Because if you're able to guess,
well, unless you pick the wrong one early,
out, right?
Good luck.
Totally, right? Yeah. Which we kind of do. So we recommend always when D'Anthony and I always do this show every single year that you check back in to Drinking Bro Sports on Facebook. It's where the actual bet slips will go for most of these games and just see who's sitting out and who's staying in. I love SVP. I don't know if you guys are SVP fans on
Big Van Pelt guy.
Yeah, same.
I followed in his footsteps at Golf Channel.
You know? He's one of the only personalities at ESPN left that I care about.
Yes, and he can carry a show, and it's in my opinion, his late night show is more entertaining than like Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Kimmel. And
yeah, him
guys.
And Stanford Steve.
I know
in the mix.
I enjoy it. And I also enjoy his rants at the end of the show. Last night's show was his rants on the college portal and what they're gonna do. Mm-hmm. I was unaware that 300 kids have already entered the portal, and he had an interesting stat that I've never heard. He goes, dude, if you really look at these numbers, 50% of these kids don't even go to another college because they're stuck in a portal and another college might not want them. How does that affect the bowl games? Well, here's how. Alabama, I guess, like fucking eight or nine kids have already entered the portal. Mm-hmm. And now you're trying as a coach and a staff trying to re-recruit the kids who didn't get enough playing time, and now they just want to leave and transfer.
Do you think it's that? I think the schools like Alabama, Ohio State, and a couple of other ones, they signed so many four- and five-star guys in the first place. Like, it's Joe Burrow. I know I'm not going to get to play here. I'm going somewhere else.
That is the issue with the Blue Bloods.
But then there's a bunch of kids who it's like you get a promotion at work and you think you need a better-looking girlfriend now.
Yeah.
Right? But there's no...
Dominic Lovett.
Yeah.
There's no fucking. I think these kids need to be mentored a little better because there's no connection between being from a blue blood school and being drafted higher. North Dakota State has two NFL quarterbacks right now. For fuck's sake,
I don't know that it's necessarily.
Western Kentucky has a shit ton of quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Like, that shit does not fucking matter.
But man, I don't think it's necessarily a blue blood school. It's starting immediately. That's what all kids want to do. Like, I just read Ohio State's for today was that Dallin Hayden kid.
Yeah.
Who I wish would have played in the Michigan game. I don't know what the fuck happened to that
kid. I don't either.
And
he got one carry.
Well, the problem is, I think they want to start immediately. It's not going to happen at Bama or Ohio State typically, but they probably are on the sidelines and watch the schools on the other sideline and be like, I could start there.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fucking now.
And speaking of which, so the Dallin Hayden kid, who I think is the future, could be the future of not only Ohio State, I know he's behind a couple guys, but of any other school that he went to, the rumor was today, he was like, fuck it, I'm just going to go to Tennessee. They need a running back. I could start there. That's my home state, and that's another big school that's in contention.
Dude, you probably need fucking, I don't know if they already have this. They might. They really might, because there's plenty of recruiting specialists on college football staffs already, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't coach. They just recruit people.
A lot of uncles
here
and there.
But, like, dude, they might need to, like, college staffs might start needing, like, loss prevention personnel on staff, essentially, to, like, keep the family atmosphere going, like, keep people happy, you know, make sure nobody's neglected. I'm dead fucking serious, because you don't, especially, look, Saban's going to reload.
Right.
Those types of guys, Kirby Smart's going to reload. That's not a fucking issue. But most other schools, probably need some sort of loss prevention personnel.
Well, they tried that. One man did.
Who?
And he was crucified for it.
Who's that?
Herm?
No.
Oh.
Rick Pitino.
Oh, yeah.
He was trying to build, just a locker room full of guys that wanted to be a family and hang out with a bunch of prostitutes, you know?
Yes. I agree. I think it's actually better for the team when you do something like that. But speaking of Joe Burrow, he was brought up last night in this conversation of, look, even in Joe Burrow's case, just from him sitting for a couple years behind the guys he sat behind at Ohio State. He was behind Haskins, JT Barrett, mm-hmm. There was one more, Braxton Miller,
yeah.
Who was amazing, and then he was the fourth guy. But even sitting there for a couple years, learning what he learned, and then, all right, cool, junior year, I'm not going to get to play here, great, I'll fucking move on. Should that be implemented? I mean, right now, this seems like fucking chaos.
I think maybe just kind of have a limit. Like, you can only enter the transfer portal once or twice.
Well, JT Daniels is on four now.
Yeah, you can't be on team four.
So Slovis is going to be on team three, yeah, I guess.
Slovis is going to Mizzou.
But you're kind of suggesting that maybe they need to be upperclassmen before they transfer. Or yes, at least a redshirt sophomore. Right.
Yeah. Is that the answer? Because whoever brought up JT Daniels, because of the COVID year, if he wants to, he can go to his fourth Power 5 conference next year, which he probably will. Yeah. That's different. And then switch to the last Power 5 conference and be the first person to ever do it. I don't know what's going to happen with that kid. Yeah. I guess. But like, I don't know what's going to happen with that kid, but you've got to start to curb this. We thought NIL maybe would keep the kids. That's not. Because now if you're not playing, that's a fucking contract. Quinn Ewers is going through it right now where it was like, hey, dude, I'll go to the next school. NIL's
changed nothing. Like, it's the same schools that saw the top recruiting classes.
The rich are rich. The two things that blow my mind about the transfer portal is, and I know you guys kind of talked about this on the last show, but I do kind of ask the question sometimes, like, where are the parents? Like, I would just be like, you're going to transfer again, man? Is this really what you want? Like, is this really what you need?
I mean, from JT Daniels' perspective, he's not going to be an NFL quarterback, I don't think, right?
But so maybe his parents are telling him
that. So what's the purpose of this?
So a more interesting one.
Because he started all year.
Yeah.
He's just going to a different school because he doesn't like the school he's at.
Right, and that's insane, and that's stupid. So there's other ones that people were talking about, the former Missouri quarterback, Connor Bazelak, who went to Indiana for a year, and now he's transferring again. I understand why he's transferring, because he's sure as shit never going to be an NFL quarterback. But he has enough eligibility left that now he can go to grad school for free somewhere.
Get some NIL money, maybe, right?
Maybe, but he's going to be a grad student playing football now.
Yeah.
So presumably Indiana didn't have the program he wanted, so now he's going to go somewhere else and play there and go to grad school for free. That makes total sense to me. But yeah, man, and also the other thing, though, is so with the parents being like, dude, what, again? But with the kid, like, it sounds like a fucking hassle.
Yeah.
Changing schools, moving every year, like, fuck that. Yeah. God damn, do you even have friends at that point?
And the conversations are different. I mean, dude, I've told the story in the past, but like, dude, even with me, I got a million offers out of high school and then offered to walk on in Ohio State, made it and everything else. And the coach, literally, the second after they put you there, they're like, hey, kid, by the way, you might not ever get to start here. We've got a guy in your position who's the same fucking age as you. You might never, ever get to play. I don't think that they can even breach that if you're recruiting a kid now, because all they want to hear is you're going to have a shot to play, and that's kind of the only way you can get them there is to say, look, there'll be an open competition and everything else, and then you can compete for the starting job.
Look how often people get hurt. I mean,
I agree. Yes.
It's not the school's problem. Like the Saban, all the big time recruiters, they're going to just get everybody. As many scholarships as they have, if they have like three quarterbacks, they're still going to recruit fourth, fifth, sixth quarterback because they're just going to stack it up.
They have 15 scholarships for people who can't dress. That's what people don't realize. Like, you can only dress 70-something players, and you have 15 people sitting on the bench, not even on the bench, sitting in the bleachers in like street clothes who are on full rides.
Yeah, yeah.
So like, honestly, like, just being a football player in college is so awesome. Even if you're not starting, if you got a chance to be on there, like the bowl gifts you get, like the opportunity you get for scheduling classes. I mean, it's freaking awesome. And I understand if you're a really hyped up recruit, you go to a really competitive school your first year, you don't quite make it. You take a back step. It used to be you'd have to go JUCO, D2, D3, take a year, and then come back to D1 because there was all If you try to transfer in conference, that's 2 years of eligibility you lose. If you transfer out of conference, that's 1 year of eligibility you lost if they didn't release you.
Yep.
Schools would never want to release you.
Yep.
And then like NIL made it way worse. And this whole transfer portal with NIL, like kids are going to go to a new school every year. Like, it just doesn't matter. Like, and what Bob was saying, they're not going to have friends. And if you're not going to make it to the NFL, might as well go try to win a title with somebody, like get a bunch of kids to go to one school.
That's good. Who cares?
It's kind of fun to like have almost free agency. It is free agency.
It is free agency. Yeah.
Like that's most sports too. I mean, you talk about baseball, you talk about basketball. People care about the transactions off the court more than they care about the actual games.
Ugh, I don't in college. I do in the I do in the NBA, for sure. I don't baseball. I still care more about the put. Baseball's dope, but
so
like,
it just adds like another dynamic to college football. I already love the football games, but like when you add this, like oh shit, like he's there now. Like it's you know, good and bad.
Yeah, I mean, shit. I just looking at it from like my, you know, my favorite team and all that shit. Like three quarterbacks left after Stroud was in this year. Then you've got to re-recruit all these other kids. Somebody's
just
gonna
part of the game. You just gotta adapt.
It is, but you're trying to guess it. Who could start as a freshman? Who might leave you and everything else? And I will say this: part of it's on the kids. Like I knew going in which schools I could probably start at if I took that offer, right? Because you look at who's leaving or graduating, or if they're weaker than you and all that other shit. I think a part of this is on the kids as well. I personally just didn't care because I didn't think I was good enough to go to the NFL. And if I couldn't monetize it, then it just didn't fucking matter to me. But a lot of kids, I think, have their mom and dads in their fucking heads saying, you can start immediately. You're better than that guy. You can do this, whatever. Maybe having more realistic conversations, like, because it's fucking nuts to me what's going on right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but you're not hyper realistic if you're a Division I athlete. Like when you're really great at sports, a lot of times you're just like, not self-aware.
Delusional.
Yeah, you're it, yeah. very, you should, you have,
and you
to,
have
be.
To be. Yeah.
There are 50 kids right now who think they're the best quarterback in the NCAA.
I understand. They, I know, inside, it's, they think it's that crazy. They are. Yeah, it is, dude. And by the way, even kids, like coaching kids, their parents think at 5, 6 years old that they're going to be the next Pele or fucking Chipper Jones or whoever. And I'm just like, holy shit, dude, not in a million years.
What percentage of college football players do you think make it to the NFL?
Five,
yeah,
if that, not even, fuck, not man, even, 5%.
Not even five, right?
No, it's lower.
1.6%.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Yep.
Shit.
Most college athletes go pro in something other than
exactly.
sports.
Exactly. I remember Charles Barkley the other night.
I like how they frame it as a choice.
They do,
right?
They do.
So, Bob, do you remember this? Like, do you remember when they had the bobsled team, American bobsled team, posted around like all the athletic for a while? Like, oh, you're a college athlete and can't do anything? Why don't you come to the Olympics and be on our bobsled team?
Yeah. Fuck the bobsled. And like, we could be the most dominant handball nation in the world.
Oh, wait till pickleball is in the Olympics, bro.
I actually say the same thing about tennis all the time. Like, tennis coaches should be pilfering, like, 6'5 swingmen in college basketball and like fast as fuck wide receivers who are never going to be in the NFL but are freak athletes otherwise.
Tommy
they would
Saunders.
Murder whatever stupid European goes out there. Like, oh my God. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example, but just like any dope wide receiver that doesn't have the hands for the NFL. Mm. Oh my God. Yeah. Like, fucking murder. You know,
it's just going to require innovation, and some of the innovation's not going to work. Like Spivital at Texas State, he got fired. Why? Because he didn't recruit. He only did the transfer portal.
Yeah.
He literally went an entire year where he didn't get a single freshman.
Yeah.
It's just like, nah, dude, we're just going to get like 30 or 40 transfers.
You know where that does work, though? College basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can live on the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. But Charles Barkley said it the other night as far as basketball goes. He goes, look, even college basketball, there's 400 people in the NBA. That is it. Those are the best in the world, and it's 400. He goes, you know how many fucking kids are playing, you know, college basketball right
and
now?
And, like, big names in college basketball don't make it to the NBA. Like,
they don't even get drafted.
Like, Brady Manek last year at UNC. Yeah. He's probably playing in Australia right now.
To be fair, you make good money playing in Europe and shit. I wouldn't take that off the table.
Brady Manek's in Australia right now, and Jack White's in the NBA.
Yeah.
Jack White from the White Stripes?
Yeah. He joined the NBA.
Duke.
At 48. He's in the NBA. The reason I bring this up here at the top of the show is when you're gambling on all this stuff, especially in the bowl games, not only this year do you have to look for who's sitting out, which has become a thing over the past few years, but you're also going to have to see who's entered the transfer portal and if they're actually going to play for that school or they're going to stay and maybe play, because that's an option as well. You can enter your name in the portal. You can always pull it out. So just look before you're making any of these bets at home and decipher who's playing and who's not playing. We'll try to give you the best heads up we can for who we think is sitting out of these games. And then you decide, obviously, and you can bet with us then, or against us on mybookie.com.
There's also a lot of coaches that aren't going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, tons. We'll get to that, too. But first up, though, is Saturday's game. It's a big one every single year. D'Anthony and I have been to this game numerous times. It is Navy versus Army. It's the old Army-Navy game.
This is the best weather they'll have had for this game in probably 10 years.
And it's 42.
Yeah.
42 and sunny in Philadelphia. This is Navy minus 2.5. Mm-hmm. The over-under is 32.5.
Tradition, unlike any other, hammer the under. It's like 16-0 in the last 16 games. Like, the under always hits.
It's, and it, also, it's never a blowout, too. So you could take Army plus 9.5, and then you could take the over up to 39.5 and take the under. Oh.
That is what and I do every single year.
And then put $1,000 on that shit.
I do it every single year.
It's free money. Yep. They're giving it to you. Yeah,
that's what I'm going to do.
Take the money out of your wife's purse right now.
Yeah. Or your parents, if you're at home and you're a child.
Yeah.
The top receiver for these two teams has 16 receptions and 269 yards on the season.
That's far too many receptions.
It is.
I think they were mostly accidents, though.
Yeah.
Like the running back was running and the ball got knocked out of his arms and it went forward.
Who do you got in this one, Bob?
Yeah, I'll take the under.
Yeah.
In the words of the Don, it's not the best football.
Sure isn't. He was correct in that.
One of the few things he was correct about.
His policies were good. The rest of the shit got a little wonky later on. First up here, we've got the hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl. My God, man. This is the one we wait for all year. This is Miami of Ohio.
It's going to be windy.
UAB.
Always windy game.
Yeah, it sure is in Nassau. It is UAB minus 10 over under 44.5. D'Anthony, who do you got?
I have no fucking clue. I don't even know who either one of these teams are. I know that Roethlisberger went to Miami, Ohio. That's all
also,
I know about these teams.
Your new coach at UAB, Trent Dilfer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, he's a fucking champion.
Sure is. So. Sure is, dude. He's a Super Bowl champion.
Wasn't because of him, necessarily.
I also went the entire
year. Mike Allstott work done. May have had something to say about it. Nah. Also, that defense.
Oh, he hit up Allstott, I guess, and Allstott might be on the staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I haven't seen him in years.
I always wanted to see Allstott and Urlacher just fight to the death.
That'd be great.
Like, it's to me, that was the Grizzly Bear versus King
day.
Kong yeah. situation.
Allstott all day.
I don't know.
Mike wants to fight as my champion against Urlacher.
Urlacher's lateral movement is pretty good.
It is.
Oh, well, you want to fight the winner of those two? Is that what you're saying?
No, well, Allstott can be my champion.
I'll text him. I'll text him and see what his
got like 100 pounds on him.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Well, not anymore.
But not anymore.
They're actually probably about the same size now.
Yeah, who do you got in this one?
So, what is it,
tickets
nine?
Are very expensive, 10. By the way. DrinkerBrosTickets.com's got all the tickets for this shit. I'm looking at the last row, and this $326.
I went the entire season thinking Bill Clark was at UAB. He retired right before the season, though. So that's why Trent Dilfer, they had an interim coach all year. Still won six games. The entire roster was riding for the interim to get the head coaching job, just kind of little promotion. I think they're going to be a little kind of disheartened now that they've hired Trent Dilfer.
Sure.
Give me Miami of Ohio plus 10.
Yeah, there you go. I like that. I like that. What do you got, Bob?
I've liked UAB all year. I'm going to stick with UAB.
They score.
Yeah. The 10 is a lot, but I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
6-6 is a little disappointing for them this year, to be honest.
Bill Clark resigned right before the season.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going to tease this up. I'm going to go plus 17 for Miami. I'm also going to take this over-under down to 37.5 because this will definitely be on. As much as I want to lie to myself and say that I won't watch this. Like,
you will.
I will. It'll be on actually during work. It's at fucking 10:30 in the morning. I don't really know why. They're showing a bowl game at 10:30 a.m. on a Friday on December 16th.
Look, I actually
got nothing else going on.
Yeah, dude, people are still at work and shit. That's a great time to show.
Yeah,
a bowl
game. It's the best because
where are you watching it?
Because
we can't.
Long lunch? Well, most people have dog shit jobs where they don't really do anything, and especially at the end of the year when they're just kind of coasting until they have vacation.
And this is on a Friday, right?
The Friday before the week of Christmas. Nobody's working.
Working. You take a long lunch on this Friday. You're starting at 11 a.m.
You're in your
martini lunch. Yep. Yeah.
You have 7 hours to kill in your cube.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're just like kicking back. You throw on the game.
If anything, make bowl season more like March Madness.
Mm. Okay.
More weekday games at fucking noon.
All right. Well, you got one. Next up is UTSA against the Men of Troy. Two ranked teams here.
Two good. That's a good game.
Yeah.
11-2 versus 11-2.
Great game, actually. This is on at 2 p.m. So if you're at work on a Friday and you're looking to blow off the entire day, you can bet this one in the morning, bet this one in the afternoon. This is at Tuesday's there.
It's the Cure Bowl.
This is the Duluth Trading Cure Bowl, okay? Mm-hmm. So show Duluth Trading some respect.
So right? Duluth Trading on top of cancer?
Yes.
Okay.
So Duluth Trading is going to cure cancer.
Oh, is that
cancer.
What they're curing?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's.
So yeah. is it going to get cured at some point, or are we just going to continue spending money on this research?
It's genes.
I'm tired of the Jimmy V week bullshit. Like, it's fucking research. What? Fix it.
I will say there's a gross amount of just different basketball tournaments going on right now, where there's just like this classic, that classic. Sure. Just like, let's.
Well, they are all classic.
Well, there was one classic where half of the women's teams just left.
Well, there the was that the one where they were playing in a ballroom,
in Vegas
with no oh my god,
not no fans, no seats.
Oh,
that's like the battle for Atlantis, yeah. Which is the men's tournament. They play in a ballroom in the Atlantis
We've
hotel.
We've been there. It's where, it's where Big Three does their stuff. It's the same place.
Yeah,
but they Big Three is obviously a half court thing, right? So it's a much smaller place, but they don't have seats either.
No,
they kind of do. They have. Makeshift seats around so people can watch, but there's no fans there.
Yeah, well, no, they're doing in where they practice. So where they practice is not where they play. So yeah, that's where they practice. This is Troy -1. Who you got, D'Anthony?
Just for hometown sake, I'll take UTSA +1.
There you go. What do you got there?
I love the Men of Troy.
I know.
Troy's really good this year, actually.
Both teams are ranked. Yeah, but both 11-2.
The movie UTSA was so bad. The movie was so bad that I could never support them.
Okay.
It was so bad.
I understand.
I liked the movie.
Yeah,
I did.
Why? Because of Rosario Dawson's titties?
That's my favorite Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that was it.
I didn't like that movie.
That was the Alexander one.
Yeah. Colin Farrell. Yeah.
But it was another hot chick whose name is escaping me.
Yeah, Brad Pitt in Troy is much better than Brad Pitt in Fight
Diane Kruger, maybe.
No, not a prayer.
She was in that.
No, it was
Rose Byrne.
Yeah, Rose Byrne. Diane Kruger shows her titties in La Joyeux Noël.
You prefer
World War I
twinkier version of Brad Pitt? Jesus Christ.
You'd fuck Brad Pitt in Fight Club, but not Troy? He's too masculine.
Too masculine. That would make me feel gay. No, the other one wouldn't make me feel gay.
You need to fuck... Everyone knows that the most fuckable Brad Pitt is Meet Joe Black. I mean, that's just an angel. You're not gay if you do anything there.
Technically, he was the angel of death, but...
Right.
Or River Runs Through It, but whatever.
No.
Legends of the Fall?
No.
Maybe I just want to
fuck
Brad Pitt.
You're going to get too much musk.
Yeah,
that's
Brad Pitt in Snatch?
Yeah, maybe I just want to fuck Brad
He doesn't shower in Snatch, right?
Yeah.
That's not
Brad Pitt already smells like anal just walking up to him.
You guys know he has face blindness.
What?
Brad Pitt has face blindness.
He can't see faces?
Yep.
Can't. It's not real.
That's not real. That's a great thing to say to people, though. It's like, I'm sorry, I can't. I got face blindness. I can't see you.
Well, it's like people who say they're like super identifiers, where they can look at somebody's face and be like, I know your name.
Or I'm an empath, and it's like I take everybody's emotion.
I'm a super identifier for voices. I can hear a voice and tell you who it is. Okay. Like all the commercials where they do voiceovers and it doesn't say who they are, I can
That's
always tell.
That's good for podcasts.
It's always John Hamm. It's always John Hamm.
No, like the insurance one is John Krasinski.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He needs more money. Who you got in this game? UTSA against Troy.
Well, first off, I love the over-under. It's 54.5.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to take the over there. Both these teams have been putting up points lately.
Yep.
Troy's had a couple low-scoring games. Both these teams can score.
Yeah.
It's Orlando on a Friday afternoon. It's either gonna get sloppy one way or the other, I feel like. So let's just say it gets sloppy with the points.
It's 69. There's a chance of rain.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Sprinkles. What do you got?
But I will take, I'll go hometown and take UTSA money line since it's only 1 point anyway. But I do like the over of 54.5 a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over in this as well. This is a very close to a pick 'em game, obviously, at -1 here. So I'm going to take the over in this one and sit out which side I'm choosing here and just enjoy the game.
Okay. Any fear that maybe like Frank Harris and UTSA maybe gets injured on like Tower of Terror going to Disney World?
That did happen to one football player.
Sure did.
He fell to his death.
He did.
But he was a high school football player.
And he was an Alabama recruit, I think.
Yeah.
He was a big boy.
Big boy.
He was huge.
385 or something like that. It's crazy. Crazy. Next up, we got the Wasabi Fenway Bowl.
The man. Fuck does that mean?
Don't know.
Sponsored don't by know. Wasabi, they're playing at Fenway.
I don't really know. This is Cincinnati at Louisville here. This is Louisville minus 1.5. Now, Luke Fickell is gone.
Yeah, but the battle...
Is he catching the bowl game here?
He gone.
Or is he
gone.
He's out.
He gone.
Well, Louisville,
Satterfield's there, though.
Louisville's switching out coaches, too, though.
Yeah. And he's going to Cincinnati.
Hired Jeff Brohm.
That's right.
Louisville is going to Cincinnati, and I believe so is Louisville's D.C., or Satterfield's going from Louisville to Cincinnati, and I think Satterfield's taking his DC.
And Purdue's coach is coming into Louisville. Is he going to coach this game, or is he coming in next
Brohm,
season?
Brohm, no. He'll probably be there, you know.
Wait, but Brohm got hired by Louisville?
Yeah, Brohm's the coach.
When did that happen?
Like today. Yeah.
This morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's where he played.
They offered him the job 2 years ago. I don't know why he didn't take it.
Oh, well, he's got it
better
now.
Situation now. Yeah, somebody else. He didn't want to build the foundation. Let Satterfield start the work. And
come in.
Yeah. Why not?
Poor honestly. Purdue.
Fucking the spoiler vulture.
Makers.
No.
Here's the Big Ten championship.
And what do you do here in a game like this? I mean, it's Louisville minus 1.5 with all these coaching changes and everything that's going on. Who do you pick in a game like this?
This is going to be a shit show.
Let Satterfield coach both teams.
Yeah. The ultimate test. Jack attack. Coach against yourself.
Exactly. I don't know what to do with this. Like, there's so much movement on the coaching staff. Who fucking knows, man? If you would have told me before this, I probably would have said Louisville, I guess. Maybe Fickell makes the difference. I don't know. God, I would lean
Cincinnati
towards,
doesn't really impress me.
Me neither.
You're a Cincinnati hater, though.
I've seen a couple Louisville games this year, impressed me.
Yeah, we beat Cincinnati. We're not very good.
Right.
And lost to Louisville. Which infuriated you at the time.
Yeah.
It still does. It still does. They're not good either.
Yeah. Well, who do you got in this one?
What's the spread?
1.5, Louisville.
Fuck.
I know. I know.
I'll just go with the Bearcats. Go Cincinnati.
Okay. D'Anthony? Gun to fucking head.
Yeah, I'll take Cincinnati.
Okay.
Louisville's one of the best teams at turning the ball over in the country, or getting turnovers in the country, considering both of these teams are fucking chickens with their heads cut off, and there's already going to be a lot of chaos. I'll take the team that can turn the ball over, you know? It's going to be a chaotic game.
Same.
Whoever can control the chaos better wins. These guys get turnovers.
I'm going to take Louisville as well. Malik Cunningham just runs wild.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Louisville as well for that exact reason. Maybe he runs wild, and we'll see what happens here. Next up, we got Florida against Oregon State. Now,
in the Pedo Bowl.
And this is the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl. What the fuck is
we
gotta SRS?
We got to start asking when we canceled Florida as a program.
When we did?
Like, no. How many crimes can they get away with?
Yes, before we just shut it down. Because, yeah. A,
murder,
Brian Hernandez.
Right.
You have this pedophile. The
pedo.
And then Tim Tebow performing unlicensed surgery on that brain.
Yeah.
Right.
Well,
he was given.
I trust him.
No,
I trust him.
Circumcisions to Filipino children.
Yeah, I'm an amateur.
And brain surgery at
just
the same
with
time.
A knife hand.
Brain surgery in multiple ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm an amateur circ artist myself, so I understand
tug
it.
And tug chop.
The spread is huge here in this one. This is Oregon State minus 10.5. I don't know that this gets here if Richardson, starting quarterback for Florida, is playing. He's out.
He's not playing.
He is gone. He has already declared for the NFL.
I don't know who he's gone. Let's see who their fucking third string guy is.
Still, it doesn't matter. It's SEC football. They have guys. They're going to compete against Oregon State.
Third string, though?
I don't care.
There's not another quarterback on their roster, or at least not one that played this year. The only other guy that attempted to pass is their running back, Montrell Johnson Jr.
You're giving me 10.5 points with an SEC squad against, you know, Oregon State. Yeah, I'll take Florida.
They have true freshman Max Brown from Tulsa, sophomore Kyle Engel from Fort Lauderdale, and Jack Miller III, who I'm not sure that is.
Jack Miller III.
And Jack Anders from Germantown.
I believe Jack Miller was one of the backups for Ohio State who entered the transfer portal.
Yeah, that's correct.
It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
He's out though. He's out. Yeah, he's out for the year.
Oh fuck! And then I would have said him. Yeah. He came in spotty situations for a couple times at Ohio State. He was decent. Not knowing who's even going to start for quarterback in this game for Florida, that's a tough one here. How is Oregon State this year?
They're ranked 14th. They're 9-3. They had a good year.
They just beat Oregon.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
But realistically, like, how is this team?
Again, the Pac-12 was very good this year.
Sure.
It's very deep. There are 6 ranked teams.
Okay. Yeah. See, but you still don't trust them to beat Florida,
by
who doesn't have
a
quarterback.
No.
Okay.
I think they win the game.
All right.
They'll win by a touchdown, maybe 10. I'll win by a half point.
Okay. Who do you got, Bob?
I'll buy the half point and go Oregon State minus 10, essentially. One thing that's interesting to me, so, dude, this Florida team's a mess. They lost to Vanderbilt 2 weeks ago, or not 2 weeks ago, but their second to last game, they lost to Vanderbilt.
They rolled South Carolina.
Hey, South Carolina was in a weird place. We rolled them too. Missouri rolled them too. And then they just, like, figured something out. So
That Florida game?
I guess,
they
man.
They ruined 2 college football teams.
Yeah.
For real. Clemson destroyed them. Tennessee.
Because if Clemson wins out, they're probably in the playoffs.
Clemson wins out. Tennessee
might have got in over Ohio State.
Yeah. They would have. I think they would have. If your only loss is to Georgia,
Five ranked wins, they definitely had a better resume.
And if Hooker was healthy, for sure they get in.
Yeah.
That's true, actually. If, say they won that game, but Hooker was out, I don't know.
Maybe they
still put in Ohio State.
With 5 ranked wins, you still got to let them in.
I think
their only loss is like one.
Joe Milton as your quarterback.
It's not know. I don't think they would have done it either. I'm with you.
I like. I'll take the by the half point. Take Oregon State minus 10. One thing that's interesting is the over under at 51.
Yep.
Oregon State has scored 38, 31, and 38 points in their last 3 games.
That's early in the season, though. They have a decent defense, and they weren't really putting up points.
Yeah, that's fine. The other thing that's interesting, though, is that Florida, I mean, they gave up 45 to FSU, 31 to Vanderbilt, and they're not going to be able to score, so I guess that might be an issue, or they might have trouble scoring, so that's being an issue. The 51's interesting, but I do like Oregon State minus 10 with buying a half point.
So I'm going to tease this game all together here. Drop this down to 44 for the over-under. Take the over in this one and take Oregon State minus 3.5 in this one. I think Florida is a fucking mess, and the pedophile allegations and all that shit that's surrounding this program and Richardson getting the fuck out of there.
Richardson's doing something normal. I don't think that's going to affect him other than on the field.
But, I mean, just distance yourself from everything that's going on there right now and
move on.
It's not
going to be fun to wear the orange helmet.
Well, you know, he would have gotten those questions, too, of like, did you know about homeboy? And it's like, dude, get the fuck out of there, train. I'm with you. I'm going to take this. And it's also in Vegas. It's at Allegiant Stadium on the turf. This should be enough for that over-under, easy. I'm with you on this one, taking that over-under as well. Next up is the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl presented by Stifel. Is that real? Jimmy Kimmel has a fucking bowl game?
These are all real. He did the Barstool thing before Barstool did.
LA Bowl presented by Stifel. This is SoFi Stadium, too. Fucking A. This is Jared's girlfriend's team. Well, Washington State against Fresno State. Mm-hmm. Fresno minus 1. Who you got?
I'll take the Cougars.
Give me the Mountain West champs. Give me Jay Kaner trying to make a statement in a bowl game. Up his draft stock.
Yeah.
I like Fresno big here.
Same. Fresno's on a fucking roll. And this is, you know, it's always tough when you have like a middling P5 program against a G5 program coming. I mean, like, obviously one team's going to take that a little more seriously than the other team.
Also, Hanner used to play for Washington, so he doesn't like Washington State.
There you go.
Takes it personal.
I like Wazoo to fucking roll. Fresno to roll.
I'm going to take Washington State here simply because Fresno State fucked me last year and I lost a bowl game betting on these guys last year. So fuck you guys. Go Cougs. I'm taking the Cougs
Bulldogs.
In this one. Yeah.
Dogs.
You got the dogs in this one? All right. Fresno's a lovely place to vacation, I heard, or whatever the opposite of that is.
That's where I'm from.
Is it? Of course. Of course. Next up. Yours and my favorite bowl game, the Lending Tree Bowl.
Mm.
That is Rice against Southern Miss. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. I thought you had to have at least 6 wins to get into a bowl game.
Typically.
Rice is 5-7.
There was some weird bullshit where like some 6-6 team was not picked, or it was some
eligibility
issue.
If there's
not
enough eligible teams at 6-6, or certain teams like JMU, who have clearly enough wins to be in a bowl game, but since it's their first year in FBS, they can't participate in it.
Okay.
They have to substitute teams out like JMU for like Rice.
Yeah.
Or like whatever school is 5-7 and big enough that they're going to sell tickets.
Okay. This is Southern Miss minus 7 here. D'Anthony, do you even bet a game like this?
Yes.
Really?
Southern Miss has Frank Gore Jr.
Okay.
And that is Terminator DNA. That dude's going to live forever. When the nuclear holocaust happens, it's going to be cockroaches and Frank Gore remaining.
His whole family, yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. fucking, yeah, of course, they're going to win this game.
It's wild to me that Frank Gore has a child that is old enough to be starting at a university right now. Fucking A. Because he just retired last year.
I mean, he's only 39, too. So.
I know. What, do you have the kid when he was 10?
Well, 20. Who you got for math majors out there?
Who you got in this one?
Rice has treated me well all year, so I'll take Rice in 7.5.
Okay.
Rice should not have treated you anyway. You shouldn't be betting on these games.
Well, we host a show called Outside the Top
25. Sure do.
Yeah, but these how are the far outside these are we experts. Talking about?
Sometimes well, a lot we of go times, really far.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of times it wouldn't even be a game on the dock. We yeah. had a wild card game we had to pick each week, and I just kept going with Rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes if too many unranked too many of our fun teams are playing ranked teams, we can't pick it. Yeah. So we gotta dig deep in the well.
Who do you got in this one then, Bob?
Oh man, this is like a home game for Southern Miss. Basically, like they're just a state over. I think Southern Miss probably rolls.
Okay, this is in Mobile, Alabama, at the Hancock Whitney Stadium.
They should have had it in Greenbow, Alabama.
Exactly, dude. Let Forrest play for this one. I'm sitting out of this. I don't know much about these teams.
You think Southern Miss as a program is just shook from the Brett Favre
news? Yes, dude. I don't know what they're going to do with that volleyball court now. It's a fucking mess, dude.
They're going to fucking just get those replacement tiles and just make it his dick pick.
Exactly.
The whole fucking court.
By the way, we're brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposits up to $1,000. You can bet on a million bowl games. If you're home or going to see family and just need something exciting to live for in the background while your parents and or uncles argue about politics, nice to throw a 20 on one of these games and have some fun with it at mybookie.com. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. We also might do UFC Saturday night.
Yeah, we're going to.
Yeah, okay.
We'll do a live UFC show Saturday night. So tune in for that. You'll see it pop up.
I think Joel's going to stay for that. That's Patty and those guys. I want to watch Patty fight. Yeah. So we'll go live on YouTube here for UFC 282 on Saturday night. And you can bet on that as well at mybookie.com. Again, promo code Drinking Bros will double your first deposit, no matter what it is, but it just caps out at $1,000.
Yeah. Also, today's the last day to buy from the Drinking Bros store and get your shit on time.
Okay, great. For Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So head on to the drinkingbros.com, click on the store, and peruse the entire catalog and get some nice gifts for Christmas or some stocking stuffers. Damn it. And all the tickets are available on drinkingbrostickets.com. If you want to go to any of these games, these are the cheapest games of the year. That Rice game is $26 if you want to go. The next one, SMU versus BYU, is $33. And
this is actually a good game.
It is, because you got, look, an over-under of 70.5. If you're bored at 6:30 at night and just want to go to a college football game, this is the New Mexico Bowl, which is
a does the lot state pay for that?
It should.
Tourism. Like,
state board. Tourism board probably does, actually.
So New Mexico is dope.
SMU versus BYU. Like this is SMU minus 1.5.
This is a fun game.
It is. I'm surprised by this spread, though. I thought BYU would have been favored in this one.
SMU's been...
Mordecai throws the ball a lot.
Yeah, I mean, they've had flashes of greatness this year, but their defense obviously is reflected in the fucking over-under
boy,
there.
Boy, that's a big boy over-under.
This is like a 35-36 game.
Yeah, who do you got in this one?
I'll take the Mermans.
Okay.
Yeah, pony
BYU,
up.
BYU, yeah. Pony up.
Pony up. I'm going to take SMU.
All right.
This is what SMU kids do. TCU is this. SMU is this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like SMU here. And like my ponies.
The Mormons are what? What do the Mormons do?
What's
is that
soak?
Choke and soak?
Yeah,
it's soak. Soak. It's just kind of this, dude.
Can't move it.
Can't move, though.
Yeah, you can't move it.
Yeah.
Although you can have your friend jump on the bed, right?
Yeah, you can. But that's, what's that called?
It's a third party.
Yeah. Third party app.
I don't know.
No,
it's called a buddy assist.
Buddy assist. I like that. SMU, I bet on them earlier in the year, and they fucking suck, dude. I'm going to take BYU in this one and take the 1.5 points. I believed in Mordecai early, and he fucked me this year. Lost some money on it. Next up, we got the old Frisco Bowl in Frisco, Texas.
Now, I don't understand why Frisco would be advertising, because that's where all the richest people in Texas live.
Yeah.
And Frisco's kind of fun.
It's dope.
I know, but they're not exactly fucking like, hey, come move to Frisco because you can't afford to.
They also have the SCS championship there.
Yep. Really? This is it. Yeah, yeah. This is at Toyota Stadium down there. This is North Texas against Boise State. Home game for North Texas.
Yeah, North Texas just fired their coach.
Sure mm-hmm. did. Sure did. Who do you got, Anthony?
I'll take Boise State. No.
Yeah, Boise's been a little bit of a different team in the second half. Much better. I think they roll North Texas. What's the line?
10.
10.
Yeah, Boise wins by 21, 28.
Okay. Who do you got, Bob?
Same. Boise.
Yeah. Always bet on Boise. You know the rules on this show. I've been saying it for years. Taking Boise minus 10 there. Monday afternoon game on December 19th. That's fun. This is the Myrtle Beach Bowl. Let's fucking go.
That's the bowl game right there.
The White Trash Bowl.
Myrtle Beach days, dude. I would go to this game if I was back there. Shit. $33 for ticks, too, down there? Fuck you. Go down to that.
They play them on the teal turf?
Yes. Yeah, that's the teal turf. And then what's the Renaissance fucking food place?
Medieval Times.
Medieval Times is right by there. So if you're looking for a nice meal.
Have yourself a weekend.
Have yourself a weekend.
I feel like White there's Medieval weekend. Times in Austin, and we haven't been yet.
I live for Myrtle Beach days, dude. Is there one here?
Yeah. Okay. We should all go and then go down to the bottom part and fight each other.
And okay. If we ever go to Orlando, obviously with the seltzer and everything, Holy Land Experience.
Okay.
It's an entire theme park based on the Bible.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. That's remember
oh,
where,
fuck. There's
Jesus sitting in and the planes are flying overhead?
There's another one in fucking Myrtle Beach, dude. So, yeah.
We should go to the Creation Museum, too, in Kentucky.
Fuck yeah.
By the way, this has got to be UConn's first bowl, right?
No. They made a BCS bowl.
Like, in this decade.
Oh, yeah.
Because they went to D2 for a while, now they're back.
No.
And they, weren't they?
They just never
They haven't gone to FCS yet.
Oh, yeah. I thought it's they next were. Year. Oh, okay, yeah. I see. Yeah. So this is their last
this
bowl.
This is Marshall at against UConn. This is Marshall minus 10. Who you got in this one, D'Anthony?
I'll take UConn because this will be their last ever. I had that backwards. This will be their last ever bowl game because they're going to FCS now.
Mm. Yeah.
Next year, so.
Yeah.
One for the Gipper.
Exactly.
But either way, yeah, Jim Mora Jr. got the Huskies just cooking right now.
Sure does.
Give me the Huskies. Sure does. Plus 10?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All day.
What about you, Bobby?
I've been taking it a step further. Huskies money line.
Wow. Oh, boy. I bet you that's probably 3-1 odds.
Let's look it up.
A little less. Maybe like
230. Yeah, they are exactly 3-1 odds, all plus right. 300.
I'm not going to ride with
them. They're walking out the door, fucking champions. Double birds.
Yeah. I'm gonna take UConn in this one, plus the points. I don't trust them to necessarily win.
Also, like, fuck Marshall.
Yeah.
Fuck Marshall. And look, I mean, you know, they beat some pretty good teams. UConn just beat Liberty like 2 weeks ago.
Marshall beat Notre Dame this year.
They did.
Next up is the famous Idaho Potato Bowl. It is famous. This is Boise, Idaho.
No, that's in the name.
Yeah. No, it's famous.
If you have to put the word famous in the name, it's not famous.
I think you should put it.
Like Famous Amos cookies. Yeah. Nobody knows who that fucking asshole is.
Yeah.
Amos.
This is Eastern Michigan against San Jose State. This is San Jose State minus 3.5. Who you got?
San Jose State. Came out strong, kind of whimpered towards the end of the season. Eastern Michigan has a win against Arizona State this year. They were pretty whatever. But I'll take Eastern Michigan.
Okay.
Plus points.
Bobby!
I'm looking for the weather, but I don't love San Jose State playing in the freezing fucking cold.
You're not going to find weather 13 days out.
Yeah, I don't know what the... I mean, and Boise's not exactly warm this time of year, unless it's just...
It's not exactly what?
Warm. Warm?
Nope.
Warm.
Warm.
Yeah.
Warm.
Yep.
Yeah, great. Whatever.
I can't unhear that ever. It just
You better start warming up to it.
God damn it. What accent is that? Where is that from?
Midwest.
Garbage Midwest.
Yeah. I know a lot of people from the Midwest. You're the only person I know that says that.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people from St. Louis, specifically.
I don't know.
He's an alien. I think he's like a fucking Russian spy. Maybe. Or some shit.
Maybe. Who you got in this one, Bob?
I like Eastern Michigan.
Okay. I'm going to lean on you two for this because I don't know anything about these two schools.
I might buy a half point just to get down to three.
But I think your weather thing is probably correct, though. San Jose State doesn't play in weather.
Yeah.
There's no way.
Eastern Michigan definitely does.
And Eastern Michigan got Herm fired. They only play in weather.
Huh?
Herm Edwards got fired after the Eastern Michigan game.
Well, technically, it wasn't because of them. It was because his coaches were given
Eastern Michigan the plays.
Yeah. Which is still the weirdest story of all time.
It got not nearly enough coverage.
Yeah.
No.
And now he's just back on ESPN like nothing happened.
Nothing happened. I think there was a settlement behind the scenes. That's my guess. Next up, we got the roofclaim.com Boca Raton Bowl.
This is the best bowl right here. Boca.
Liberty against Toledo. This is Toledo minus 4.5. Is that because Liberty's coach is gone?
Because Hugh Freeze is gone.
Hugh's gone.
I don't know that that's going to matter, though.
No.
Neither, right?
Liberty's quite a bit better than Toledo.
They are. And I feel like this is Liberty's just the type of program where they're plug and play with disgraced coaches, right? Like, with it doesn't matter.
Oh, I can't wait till they hire Art Briles.
I mean, they're going to hire. They're going to hire Art Briles. Maybe Kitna comes out of jail to quarterback the team.
Like, I think they should bring Orgeron over there. And his fucking new girlfriend, just have him skeeving up the place.
Why not?
It's like it's half him and then half the Falwells.
Why not? Why not?
It's a combination made in hell.
I'm taking Liberty as well in this game.
I'm going to go Toledo.
Okay.
Nah. Just a contrarian for no reason. Sure. For no fucking reason.
No, there's a reason.
What is it?
The line's 4.5.
Yeah.
I think that tells you everything you need to know.
They're minus Toledo's, 4.5. Toledo's minus 4.5.
I know. I think they think Toledo's a much better team, and I agree.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Than Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Liberty was hung in there with SEC schools and shit this year.
Yeah, they beat Arkansas, but they also go ahead and look at their losses. There's some really bad losses on that.
Right. A little bit of a schizo record, I would agree, but I still like Liberty. Yeah.
I mean, they lost by 1 point to Wake Forest.
Yeah.
And then they lost to UConn, who's in a bowl game, too.
They lost to UConn.
Yeah. Well, we just picked UConn to roll.
And I just picked Toledo.
All right.
And UConn.
Okay. Bobby, who do you got?
What? I said
Liberty.
Liberty, yeah.
Okay. Next up is the old R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl.
The fuck is that?
That's a big one. It's at the Superdome, friend. This is Western Kentucky against South Alabama. This is... Oh, fuck. I was trying to figure that out. USA minus 7.5. I was like, huh? And I was like, oh, University of South Alabama.
Alabama sounds like a really dangerous place if you're not white.
Sure does.
Well, that's why they call it USA.
Yeah.
Sure does. Sure does.
No, friends. South Alabama all day.
Is this a black school? Is this a HBCU?
No.
Okay. It's a normal
school. Normal school.
All right. I've never heard of South Alabama. I'm asking.
Sun Belt.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They
got to watch out for the Sun Belt.
They should have beat UCLA this year. They gave UCLA all they could handle.
Yeah, they lost by one.
All right.
Also, only lost by 4 to Troy.
Okay.
Those are their only two losses.
Jesus Christ.
They're winning this game big.
They're a wagon, and it shouldn't be overlooked that this is going to be a quasi-home game for them. Yeah. My guess is those fans show up in force for a fucking, like, Southerners with this an excuse to go to New Orleans for a weekend.
Best season ever.
Yeah, this is going to, they're going to be playing a fucking home game.
I don't know about that. Are you taking them?
Yeah. I'm not even going to bother with the half point.
I'm gonna take Western Kentucky here. The quarterback has got 4,200 yards and 36 TDs.
It's their offense, though.
Yeah, they always do that.
That's just what they operate.
I'm going to take
it. All they do is throw.
I understand it, dude, so why not? I'm going to take them in the 7.5, because even if they lose by a score, I still got the fucking hook on there. I'm good. Next up, Thursday night game, December 22nd. This is a real one. This is a real game here with real teams that we've heard of. Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl.
Oh.
This is the military industrial complex.
Sure is.
Fuck Yemen Bowl.
Yeah, dude. Sure is.
It's Carpet Bomb Yemen Bowl, sponsored by Saudi Arabia.
Yep. And it's in Fort Worth, Texas. This is Baylor. Baylor against Air Force. It's a home game for Baylor. This is Baylor minus 6.5. Who do you got?
I'm going to go with Air Force. I'm going to take the 6.5.
Wow. Look at you. Look at you. My, you've grown. What about you, D'Anthony?
Oh, man. This is stupid. I guess I'll take Baylor.
There you go. Bobby!
Yeah, I like Baylor here. I think they're going to want some momentum going into the offseason. I think they had a little bit of a disappointing...
Why do you hate the Sky, man?
What do you mean?
Why?
I don't hate the Air Force.
Yeah, why do you hate the branch that wins the wars?
Well, that's not true. But I do enjoy having air superiority.
I was going to say, we don't fight unless we have air superiority.
It's very convenient to be able to be like, kill that. But this is football, not war. So
yeah.
Fair.
Well, Baylor's, it is the Lockheed Martin.
Baylor's quite a bit better at football yeah, than Air Force.
They are.
Maybe they call a drone strike.
Maybe. Maybe. I'm with you. I'm taking Baylor minus 6.5 in this one.
And this is a fun, like, dude, there's so many Baylor kids from the area. Like, they're all going to be there, right? Like, why would you not go if you're from Dallas? Like, why, or Fort Worth? Or why would you not go if you went to Baylor?
It's $22 to get into this fucking thing. You're good to go. Have some fun there. Because you certainly can't drink at your own stadium. Next up, we got the Radiance Technologies Independence Bowl. Boy, this is one you save the ticket stub and share with your grandchildren. Louisiana against Houston. This is Houston minus 6.5. Who you got?
It's actually Louisiana.
Oh, is it? Louisiana Popeyes.
I'm surprised I'm going to take the over in this. I think this is going to be like a 35, 36, something like that game. I'm kind of surprised that the over isn't in the high 60s range. Although Louisiana can't really run the ball, but both of these teams score a lot of points.
Louisiana scores a lot of points when they win.
Correct, but Houston doesn't play defense, so I'm assuming that's what's going to happen, is both these teams are going to score a lot of points.
I agree. I like the over on 60.5. I like that over.
Okay.
I'll just take Houston. Dana's kind of on the hot seat a little bit.
They fucking hate him.
People aren't super pumped with how he's performed since he's moved down to Houston.
Since he went to semi-retire in Houston.
Yeah.
What's quiet quitting, but you're quiet retire? Yeah. He's basically like...
Yeah, but he'll show up for this bowl game. They'll house Louisiana. People will forget about the season that could have been, because they were a top 25 team. They were supposed to be the G5 team that competed for the playoff this year.
Yeah.
And they just weren't even close.
Mm-hmm.
The little G that could. I'm with you. I'm taking Houston this
week. I'm taking Louisiana. The Houston's been such a fucking mess all year. I do not trust them at all in a bowl game no one gives a shit about.
Okay.
I don't trust. Like, they, it's just, this is.
When I think Houston bowl game, I have that image seared in my brain of Army putting 70 points on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Army put 70 on them.
Yeah. Find out what happens here. Next up, we got the Union Home Mortgage Gasparilla Bowl. And
I like Gasparilla.
That's fun.
I don't know what that is.
Tampa.
Gasparilla is a pirate Mardi Gras parade in January in Tampa.
Great. That is the game is in Tampa, so that makes sense. This is Wake Forest against the softest team in college football, Missouri.
Didn't want to drink today, but I guess I will.
is Hartman playing in this game? Or is he entering the draft?
He's transferring.
I think he's
transferring. He entered the transfer portal.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And so it's still Wake minus 2.5? That doesn't make
Wake
sense.
Minus 2.5. Who's the backup quarterback for Wake?
It's Hartman has taken every snap for them this year, I believe.
No, because he was hurt for a little bit.
He wasn't available first.
Who's the other guy?
But either way, no, Mizzou's going to beat them. Give me Mizzou all day. Mizzou, like, Mizzou's going to, like, talk about soft. Wake Forest is soft.
So Mizzou's a little thin on the defensive line because of people who've declared for the draft. And
Mitch Griffiths. He's a true freshman. I mean, he's performed okay when he played, but it was against VMI. So,
yeah.
That doesn't really matter now, does it?
I like Mizzou for a couple of reasons
Mizzou will
here.
Probably win this game.
And I know I'm an alum, blah, blah, blah. What's up?
This story just popped up here. There's a rumor that Hartman is actually going to the Tennessee Volunteers to replace Hooker.
Makes sense. Hartman's good, man.
He's
and
really
he
good,
wants
dude.
To up his draft stock.
Yeah. He's fucking good, dude.
Go to the SEC.
He's just on a shitty team. I apologize for interrupting. Go ahead, Bob.
No, Mizzou's defensive line is going to be, I think, a little thin this game. I don't know how our reserves are. The defense is still good. The defensive scheme's been great all year, and Lovett won't be there, but Luther Burden, and I know Brady Cook sucks, but we still have our starting quarterback playing. I like Missouri to win this game. And also, not worth noting that they're probably going to want to win this game more than your average 6-6 team wants to win a bowl game, considering the entire country's been calling them pussies for a week and a half.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe. If the fucking shoe fits, right?
Stop being such pussies. Yeah.
After dodging their rival here and then going to the
it's Union been 11 years, Rob.
Home mortgage.
And you have the opportunity and you fucking...
And you said no.
No,
said
we would rather play fucking Wake Forest.
Yep.
Fucking can't.
In the Gasparilla Bowl here. Boy.
You going?
I
wish that'd be a blast
down in Tampa.
I'd already told my wife that if we played Kansas, I was like, bye.
I know.
Don't have the baby.
And then your team backed out of that
game. You can go to Mons Venus.
Yeah, that's true.
Boy, tickets are $29 if you're down there and want to root against the softest team in college football. I think the Hartman thing really fucks Wake Forest. And as much as I hate to say it here, I've seen Missouri a couple times this year. They should have beat fucking Georgia in that game. I'm going to take Missouri with the points here on this one and go with them. And hopefully they improve their image and you know, make it back. Next up, this is Christmas Eve. Shit, this is going against all the NFL games.
Mm-hmm. This actually might be the best bowl game to be in because it's in Honolulu. And it's Christmas Eve in Hawaii.
This is the easy post.
It's the day before I'm in Honolulu.
Hawaii Bowl. That's right, shit. Yeah. They'll probably be on the flight out, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going Christmas Day.
Oh, you're going on Christmas Day, yeah. Well, they're not going to fly out until the next day.
You get free drinks on the planes on holidays like that.
You do, know? Yeah. Hmm. Have you ever done it?
I've never flown on a holiday.
It's probably 8 hours from here to Honolulu.
It
is. Right?
Yeah. It's direct too. So
yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You taking Hawaiian Airlines?
You're gonna get free booze.
Get hammered.
And
do I get laid?
By the way, you'll get when you get off the plane.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. When you get off the plane. But the other part of it, when you travel on Christmas, they said that is the very easiest travel day of the entire single year.
So, I hope so.
Yeah. Should be just you on the plane.
It should be.
Yeah.
Dude, it was just me on the plane when we went to a wedding midweek in Hawaii a couple months ago. It was literally like there were people sleeping in rows. There was like 20 people on the flight. It was glorious.
It's amazing. It's amazing. And then you'll get to see the players, too, because they'll be getting on the flights when you're getting off. So make sure to lay them as well, knowing that you're there and you'll be an island boy after that because mm-hmm. Bob was obviously official. Mm-hmm.
Welcome.
Middle Tennessee against San Diego State. This is San Diego State -7. Who you got? Bob, we'll start with you because you're an Islander here and you know this place and the climate very well.
Yeah, and a lot of people might make the mistake of thinking that San Diego State is you know, island adjacent because they're so close to the ocean, but sure. It's about a vibe, not where you are.
And it's
about,
also, that's 5 hours from
there. Yeah, it's who you are.
The logo has a vibe to it.
But it's who you are, not where you are. And I think Middle Tennesseans live a much more island lifestyle.
Sure do.
In terms of how they treat their bodies and...
Oh, you've never been to the San Diego State campus?
I know you've been around there a lot. I know you are. I know the things you've done there even.
Yes,
so.
But are you familiar with just how ghetto it is?
You've told me that before.
It's not very islandy.
It's not San Diego State. Isn't it like National California, like 10 miles away from San Diego?
Yeah, it's not sweet.
It's not great.
No.
Isn't the nickname San Diego State Penitentiary?
It gives a lot of gang vibes. Like it does. It gives a lot of gang vibes when you're there.
I like not vibes.
Reality.
Actual gangs.
It's just gangs.
Yeah.
San Diego State has been a frustrating, disappointing, annoying team all year. I like Middle Tennessee.
There you go. Dan, who do you got?
Middle Tennessee's in Murfreesboro. That's where our booze is made. I'm going Middle Tennessee.
There you go. Hard AF Seltzer.
They had a big win this year against Miami.
Yep.
San Diego State's not very good. Brady Hoke doesn't give me island vibes.
No.
He's not going to enjoy his time there.
No.
Yeah, give me Middle Tennessee.
Yeah. I'm all over that as well, mostly because the Seltzer's made there. And we root for those kids, all right? If they were drinking age, we would send you some cases. Hit us up if you are. Next up, Monday. There's no game on Christmas Day this year. Well, they moved that the Hawaii Bowl. Well,
they had to make room for a terrible NFL game.
Yeah, two terrible NFL games.
And you got to compete against the NBA.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah,
NBA. Christmas Day is the NBA day.
And those are the big matchups. Yeah. Usually. So it'll probably be the Warriors and...
Lakers.
No.
Lakers always play on Christmas.
It'll but be the war.
Don't they usually have a title rematch?
It's usually every major city. It's like
New York, Boston, Chicago, Boston.
We don't have to guess. We have the internet. Let me see.
Guessing better though.
Yeah, no, so I like it better.
I think it's probably going to be the Warriors and the Suns, right?
Warriors, Lakers,
or not the Suns? The Warriors Knicks, and the Celtics,
Sixers,
Bucks
Celtics
will play.
Bucks naked.
The Warriors are playing the Grizzlies.
There you go.
Yeah, because you got Ja, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Ja carries on literally every single possession, and nobody ever calls it. He travels on literally every single possession.
I mean, basically all dribbling is traveling by the original rules of basketball.
It is.
Yeah, but like I actually watched a really good breakdown on Twitter yesterday of like multiple Ja Morant possessions in a row where he dribbles and then his hand is completely under the ball for a complete second.
Those videos have
been
going
around the
internet.
Then he crosses over and I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Basketball dribbling is basically like baseball pitching where it's not a balk if you do it every time.
Professionally.
Professionally.
Yeah.
They'll call that every time in college.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
For child's games.
Those just never end.
Sixers are playing the Knicks at 11 a.m.
Gross.
There you go.
That's a blowout.
Yeah.
Knicks will blow them out.
Yeah. Yep.
The best matchup is Bucks-Celtics.
That's a good
on
one.
On Christmas Day at 4 p.m.
Who else is after that? Lakers?
The Lakers play the Mavericks. They're going to get blown out by the Mavs, probably.
Yeah.
And then Suns-Nuggets. That's a great matchup, too.
Oh, shit. All right. Yeah, that's good. This next game, though, is the Quick Lane Bowl. And I want to focus our attention on that.
It's at Ford Field, too. It's sure like is. You're in New Mexico. You're a college team, a middling college team. You're like, oh, we made a bowl game. Great. Bahamas, where are we going, man? We're going somewhere cool. You're going to fucking Detroit. RoboCop is going to shoot you in the face
the day
as soon
after
as you get off the plane, bitch.
Christmas. So that means you have to be there during Christmas.
Oh,
Detroit,
my God.
New Mexico State.
I can't think of a better place to be.
Against Bowling Green. This
I might actually pivot my trip from Hawaii to Detroit.
You should. Tickets are $26 there if you're going to the game. This is Bowling Green minus 2.5. Who you got?
Who's the other team?
New Mexico State.
Fuck. Bowling Green. New Mexico State's not very good.
Yeah, right. Give me the action.
Yeah. Time for some action. I'm taking Bowling Green as well. D'Anthony?
No.
You're not touching this game.
Did Jerry Kill at New Mexico State?
Oh, he's somewhere around that area, yeah.
Tough to say. They got a running back named Patterson there for Bowling Green. That's why I picked him. Next up. Woo! This is the Camilla Bowl or Camilla? That's two L's. I'm not sure if that's a Spanish flair or if just named after a woman. That is Georgia Southern against Buffalo. This is Georgia Southern minus 3.5. Who you got? Tickets are $11, by the way, in Montgomery, Alabama. So, yeah. Yep. For the price of a large Coca-Cola.
This bowl only cost $300,000.
Really?
Yeah.
We should have done it.
Fuck's sake.
Hardy F bowl?
I would love to.
I mean,
would love to. Barstool's doing it.
Where are we doing it? If you get to pick the spot, where is
here?
It?
No, the Bahamas Bowl would be amazing. Jesus Christ!
No, we got to pick a shit city.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I agree. That. Something stupid
like Cincinnati,
Fresno.
Dude, hey, St. Louis's Bowl. Football stadium's empty.
Mobile.
St. Louis's stadium, football stadium is empty, and often there are shootings around it.
We could
so Dan could get a stateside Friday night.
Yeah,
it's true. Although it would have to be in a state where we could easily get hard AF. So I guess either Florida or Tennessee are our options right now.
Right now. But next year eventually, we'll be in a bunch of states. So yeah. And there might be a booze coming soon. Who knows?
Panama City Bowl.
Yeah. Oh fuck, dude.
The hard AF Panama City
Bowl. I
would love
it, dude. That's what I was born for. Who you got in this game? Georgia Southern Buffalo. This is Georgia Southern minus 3.5.
I'll take Buffalo. I don't know why.
I took Buffalo in a teaser last Friday. And it was gross, but they did cover on a last-second touchdown there. I'm going to go with Buffalo as well in this game.
I don't care for Buffalo.
Yeah, I know you don't.
As a whole.
Nah,
Two years ago, I made a fuckload of money on Buffalo. I don't remember why. They were ranked for a while.
They were, and they were scoring a shit ton of points. Dude.
That's when they had Kansas's Lance Leipold.
Yep, who is probably not going to be Kansas's Lance Leipold very long.
Well, you guys are afraid of him, so
that's right.
How does that factor in?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Georgia Southern. I think Georgia Southern wins a game and covers by a touchdown.
Great.
Yeah, I like Georgia Southern too.
Okay. Awesome. Next up, we got the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. This is in Dallas, Texas at Gerald J. Ford Stadium, which was a stadium that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
That's SMU Stadium.
Oh, it is?
Mm. Yeah.
Gerald Ford went to Michigan, though, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah, I don't know why it's named after Gerald Ford, especially since George W. Bush's presidential library is on SMU's campus.
Yeah, it should be the George W. Bush Bowl.
And Bradford.
This is in Dallas. Yeah, maybe the JFK Bowl. You know, he fucking died there. Memphis at Utah State. This is Memphis minus 7.5. Who you got there?
Serve Pro?
Yeah, the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. It's the game that everybody talks about.
I'll take Memphis because I don't know what Utah State is.
Yeah. Mark Cone. I'm a fucking Conehead. I'm taking walking in Memphis as well here. Who do you got? Delco.
What's the line?
Seven and a half. Memphis. I'll buy a point. I'll get it done at 6.5.
I'll go Utah State plus 7.5.
There you go. Yeah. There, that a boy.
I'll save myself the money and just go a half point. If they push, I don't care. I think Memphis rolls. Memphis has lost three of their last five, but it was all to good teams. Utah State has lost two of their last five, also to good teams. But man, the teams they beat were absolute dog shit. At least Memphis beat, like, I don't know, not great teams either, I guess. But I like Memphis. Fuck it.
Walking in Memphis. Walking in
Memphis. It should be noted, I don't know if it matters that much, but Memphis's last game of the regular season was in this stadium.
It does matter. It does matter. They know it well. They know every inch of it. They probably clean up the seats afterwards. So, yeah, I'm all in on Memphis. Couldn't be more all in on a fucking team during bowl season than them right now. Next up is the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl. Don't know what that is. Coastal Carolina against East Carolina. Big rivalry here. This is ECU minus 9.5. Yes. People care about this one.
I imagine Grayson McCall is not going to play then. If it's 9.5.
9.5 is a lot.
Well, Coastal had a rough end of the season. They did.
Because McCall got hurt.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah, that in their last two games, they got fucked up.
They got housed.
The game before that, it got canceled because Virginia had that whole situation there.
So, living in North Carolina here, people go bugfuck over East Carolina. They'll travel to go see this fucking game. I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird.
It's where I was going to go to school before I went to UCF.
Coastal has a
better team. Yeah, yeah. I love DC.
Coastal's a better team if all the players play, but that's not what's going to happen here.
Right.
Right. So 9.5 seems like a lot.
Yes. It does. I'll drop this down. I'll put this in a teaser card and drop this down to 2.5, and I'll take ECU by a field goal. What do you got, Delco?
Seems like a kind of game, though, if Coastal's kind of quit on the season, ECU, Holton's going to try to kind of showcase his abilities. Maybe he's enters the draft. I don't know. Give me East Carolina to cover.
All right. Bobby.
Too many points for a rivalry game.
Yeah.
Coastal covers.
Yeah.
Don't know if they win, but.
Yeah, I'm dropping it. Next up, Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Guaranteed Rate Bowl there. So if you're buying a house, about 7.5% right now. So good luck with that.
Well, Oklahoma State's 7-5, so it works out.
Depending on how your credit is.
Yeah, exactly. You can hop on down that hard money train, you know.
and get a guaranteed shitty rate.
Exactly.
They didn't say what kind of rate they guarantee you.
I sure didn't. This is Wisconsin minus 3 it's like the in this game.
It's like the Guaranteed Sex Bowl. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know what.
No.
Who you're going to get to have sex with. They just can guarantee you sex.
And get you a rate.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Who's coaching this for Wisconsin?
Is Leonard not?
I think the players are going to coach.
Maybe.
Or Barry Alvarez just comes out.
Yeah.
If he does, I'm in. Like, why not? He's done it in the past.
He's done it a lot.
I know.
Maybe Russ will come back and cook. It's his alma mater.
One of them, yeah. He was at NC State as well. Oklahoma has been just god-awful.
Fell apart.
Wisconsin's been terrible.
Yeah, Wisconsin was really bad.
I know. What do you do in this game?
Take the under.
It's 43.
Yep.
That's not bad.
Also, yeah, actually have Barry Alvarez coach Wisconsin.
Have him play.
Have Bob Stoops come in and coach Oklahoma again.
Why not?
Oklahoma State.
Never mind.
Either way, though.
Yeah. Oklahoma State has...
Let Bob Stoops do it.
I saw something the other day that Oklahoma State had like an obscene number of transfer portal entries. Like their whole fucking roster.
They just check out on Gundy.
It's gone. Something weird.
Yeah, they're gone. Dude.
I think the only thing I feel okay with is the under here.
Yeah, same. Same. This is too fucked up.
I'll take Oklahoma State.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Proud of you. Next up is the Military Bowl presented by Peraton. Don't know what Peraton is.
Not Peloton?
Also, no, it's not. That's not Peloton. It's Peraton. Peraton. Also, in the Military Bowl is two teams who aren't military schools. One of them is yours.
Mm-hmm.
It is UCF.
It's in Annapolis.
Against Duke. And this is the only game that is a true pick'em game. There's no spread on this game.
Yeah.
who do you got, Dan?
I'll take UCF. Duke is a fucking joke of a program.
Duke can kind of score.
Yeah, they can.
They can.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. I don't know. Is Plumlee's hammy going to be okay?
Yeah.
You know, you kind of set the precedent with how long it takes for a hamstring injury.
Apparently, it's 23 weeks. So, no. If you're Jackson Smith and Jigma, it's 23 fucking weeks. Enjoy the NFL, fuckface. What do you got?
I mean, I obviously got my school. Come on. I'll take the over, too.
All right, the over is 62 and a half.
Yeah, I think the over hits pretty
big
easy.
Big boy over. All right, who do you got, Bobby?
I will mirror Dan's choices here, over and UCF.
Okay. I'm going to take Duke in this one, and I think Duke wins for pretty really? Handily.
Yeah,
I'll probably take an alt line on this of maybe 18.
Right. Any analysis for that? Or
yeah, Duke.
Kind of a gut feeling.
Duke's quarterback on the year has looked pretty impressive. 2,800 yards and 20 touchdowns. I've been following this kid very, very closely leading up to this game. And I think Duke rolls in this one. And I don't think it's really that close.
Such a terrible program, though.
Yeah. I watched UCF lose their last three games, and they looked awful.
Ross, you've lived in North Carolina.
Sure did. Sure
Duke
did.
Duke football.
Yeah, but UCF's lost three in a row. And they lost to an unranked Navy team, which in that game, if you'll recall, is also the first ranked team that has been beaten by a quarterback who did not have a completion in the modern era of college football.
Again, it's the academy. It's Navy.
Sure. But then they lost the next two, and I just wasn't amped about that. That 1-10 performance.
Well, no, we didn't lose our last
three. Sure
did.
That kid's leg was nowhere near inbounds.
Scored a
touchdown.
Count it.
Wow. They did.
The place stood.
We don't count that. So Duke here, alt line, probably 18 is where I'm going to go and really jack this thing up here.
I like this next one. It's the Missouri is a Coward Bowl.
Boy, this is both your team.
AutoZone Missouri is AutoZone afraid of us. AutoZone
Liberty Bowl. This is Kansas. The team that actually wanted to play this year.
The team that broke the spirit of Missouri so hard.
Yeah. No, nothing scarier than a 6-6 Kansas.
Wild horses, dude. Couldn't tear them away from their bowl game. They're playing Arkansas. This is Arkansas -3 in this game. Tickets are actually pretty high for this.
It's right next door to Arkansas. It's in Memphis.
Last row, and this is $82.
And it's not like there's anything to do in fucking Arkansas. No, let's be real.
Sure isn't.
It's Kansas.
Sure isn't. Yeah. Look, Kansas
shows
out.
Their first bowl game
since 2008. Yeah. They won it. They've got a mean on. They were willing to play anybody this year, and including the rival. And the rival didn't want to play them, so now they're playing Arkansas.
Yeah.
Which is a better matchup. Arkansas's been pretty decent. I mean, they're hit and miss depending upon Jefferson.
Arkansas is gonna ass fuck Kansas. This is gonna be so fucking bad.
It depends on if Jefferson
plays. it surely doesn't. So one thing, Kansas starting quarterback isn't playing, so that does it. So you could throw that out the fucking window. Secondly, Kansas has lost.
You're not a bean boy.
Four of their last five games, and in those four losses, they've actually lost five of they're 1-6 in their last seven games, but in the ones that I just saw here, every loss in the last month,
like 20 points.
Double digits.
Yeah.
They are going to get fucking butt fucked.
So Kansas is probably going to win this game by two touchdowns.
Yep.
And then they're going to fucking just wipe their asses with Missouri flags. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think? You had a chance over here?
I love Kansas's spirit. They didn't back out of a bowl game, and I think they just want it better.
They did. You're right. They backed into a bowl game.
It's their first time in a bowl game in a long time. I go by ticket prices on this. Clearly, they're amped about this game. Kansas fans will travel to see this team. They're pissed off. The rivals refuse to play them, and I got Kansas.
I'm a little surprised by the over at 68.5 when you said Kansas quarterback's not even playing, right? No.
He's hurt.
Well, he's been hurt.
Yeah.
He's been hurt since, like, week five.
Mm. 68.5 is a lot of fucking points.
Sure is.
That's I don't know how
it's
that
not like
is.
Kansas has been scoring a lot. They've been scoring like fucking 17, 18 points
a
game.
They've been getting scored on a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe there's that.
I think it's the hype, dude. I mean, look, the storyline of bowl season, I wouldn't even know the top four CFP. Mm. It's just been about this Kansas-Missouri rivalry.
So you think Vegas is like, Missouri is so afraid of this team, we may...
Yes, and I think that factors in. Yeah,
they got to
sure.
beat up on like a fellow SEC school.
Yes, yeah, to prove
to send a message to Mizzou. Yeah.
This is a mess. This is a message sender.
You guys lost to Arkansas.
We beat them.
You beat Arkansas. Okay.
Yeah,
so they got to match you.
They have to beat Arkansas by more than we beat Arkansas.
Okay. How much you guys beat Arkansas?
We beat them by like two. It was like 29-27.
Well, that's why the point spread is 3 in this one. So yeah, I understand that.
Anyway, it's Arkansas. I'll take an alt line of Arkansas, like fucking -14. Like this is going to be brutal for Kansas.
Sure, sure.
I will also take Arkansas, but not not that hard.
I don't know if Jefferson plays in this game.
It doesn't matter.
It does.
It's like
it does.
These Kansas kids. Like literally, Kansas' roster is just stocked with fucking like two stars and JUCO recovering.
They got a mean on them.
I don't know.
It's their first time in a bowl game.
You think this is Independence, Kansas?
What?
It's Independence. Last chance, you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might, maybe. Next up, we got Oregon versus North Carolina and the San Diego County Credit Union Holiday Bowl.
This game stinks.
This game is awesome, dude. This is Oregon minus 13 in this game. Who do you got?
Oof. Yeah, because I think Drake May's gone.
He is rumored to be transferring.
Yes.
And hopefully it is to the Ohio State University.
It's whoever's going to pay him.
Yeah, you and Bama, well, I think, are both in on him pretty heavy.
Well, the backup kid for Bama looked pretty good. I saw him in the... in a couple of those games. That Millsap kid is pretty good. Ohio State's, I don't believe in Common Core, so I would love to see Drake May there. It'd be great. Probably fuck over the recruits, but whatever. Oregon, minus 13. Who do you got?
Is Bo Nix playing?
great question. He's going pro, right?
I guess.
Well, he doesn't have a choice.
Right.
So
I don't know if he's going to go pro, though. I don't know
if he's
drafted.
I think he has to play this game to show scouts.
Yeah, he's got
to
do that.
It's on Fox. It's in prime time. I would, if I were him, I would play this game. Is Bo Nix playing?
I'm looking. I can't find any news.
I'll take Oregon. Minus 13. That's,
okay. Yeah. All right. Is Drake May's not going to play, right?
I mean, Bo Nix can stay. He played the 2020 year, so he's still technically got another year of eligibility, right?
Not sure. It feels like he's...
I don't think that COVID year counts on your eligibility.
By the way, did you know Stetson Bennett's 25 years old?
Yes.
I learned that today.
He's the same age as Lamar Jackson.
We haven't talked about it, but the fact that he's been invited to the Heisman ceremony is a fucking joke.
It is.
I get it. You're a winner. Good for you, but that's not what this is.
No. Right. He's the best player.
Yeah. Anyways, Oregon has a pretty decent defense. North Carolina has a one-dimensional offense. Yeah. I don't think there's anything good about Drake May playing in this game. I hope he doesn't, to be honest.
Probably won't. I'm with you. I'll take Oregon in this one. I think Nix has to play this game. And it's a primetime game on Fox, 7 o'clock. People watch it. And, yeah. Bobby, who do you got?
Yeah, I'll take Oregon. I don't really love this game. But if gun to my head, Oregon.
Yeah, I'm not super pumped about laying 13, but
yeah.
Yeah, it's Petco Park. It's always hard to play on a football stadium. I mean, a baseball field.
Or a golf course.
It's windy as shit down there.
Is it?
It's a pitcher's park.
Yep.
Yeah. Next up, we got the Tax Act Texas Bowl. This is in Houston, Texas. It's NRG Stadium. This is Texas Tech against Ole Miss. This is Ole Miss minus 4. Who you got now that Kiffin stayed?
I like Ole Miss here. Tech, most, they're not a bad team, but
no,
they're better at home,
much better at Lubbock.
Yeah,
I see Ole Miss trying to make a statement to kind of ride that into next season.
Yeah, with
Jackson Dart.
Yep.
Yeah, Ole Miss is going to be better next year. This is kind of just going to be the foreshadowing towards next season. Yeah, okay. Ole Miss wins big.
All right, who do you got, D'Anthony?
Yeah, I agree.
Ole Miss,
yeah. High scoring game though, it'll be fun.
I'm gonna 70 is the over under in this game. I'm gonna take Ole Mississippi as well.
It'll probably be a well attended game too. Mm-hmm. Decent amount of Ole Miss alums in Houston, and obviously Tech is Texas.
Texas is in Texas, so they'll be there.
I mean,
for
it's
sure.
It's a 8 p.m. Wednesday night, so maybe.
I've been to the Texas. We both have been to the Texas Bowl in the last like 4 years, and it's usually a good time. Like NRG is in a stupid part of town,
yeah.
But like
yeah.
Going to the actual bowl itself, I had a blast. I assume you did as well.
Yeah.
It was Tuesday night. Yeah. I had to drive there after work and then drive back after the game. Sure. It wasn't super fun, though.
Oh.
No.
But you were seeing your team, right?
No.
It was his ex-girlfriend's team.
Yeah, no, I know it was. next up is the Bad Boy Mowers Pinstripe Bowl, right on Yankees Stadium right there.
Now, this is... I honestly didn't know that Martin Lawrence and Will Smith owned a landscaping company together.
They do.
This is a weird way to find out.
Yeah, it is. It's Syracuse against Minnesota. It's Minnesota minus 7.5.
This is going to be one of the shittiest bowl games that happens.
So awful.
Both of these teams suck.
Yeah,
it's terrible. At Yankee Stadium. Why would you put this of all bowl games in fucking... I know it's Syracuse.
Bowl,
I get it, but fuck,
bowl.
Man. Yeah. Well, I'm not talking... I'm talking about these two teams.
Give me Syracuse. I don't even know if Schrader's back.
I refuse
yet,
to waste money on this nonsense.
I'll take Syracuse.
Same. I'm not betting.
If I could, if there was an amount of money I could pay to make this not happen... I would do that.
I won't be watching this game.
I'll buy a half point for Minnesota. Minnesota is 4-1 in their last 5. Syracuse is 1-4 in their last 5.
Sure.
Syracuse just stinks. I don't know how they pulled off that miracle first half of the season they did, but
again, quarterback got hurt.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I like Minnesota.
Okay, I'm not touching this.
Also,
game.
A dome team outdoors, the only dome team in the country.
Yeah,
playing outside
should be
in the cold.
Fuck should em. Be cold. Next up is the Cheez-It Bowl. It's actually a decent matchup here,
and I do like Cheez-Its.
Same.
Mm-hmm. I like the toasty ones, the ones that are overcooked.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Let me tell you this right now. If you like Goldfish better than Cheez-Its, you're a sick piece of shit.
Probably a rapist.
And yeah, you should be put on your knees and a bullet back your head.
Yep. I don't really know that Goldfish tastes like anything.
They don't.
I don't understand what the
air.
Yeah. I'm like it's hollow inside and trying to trick me into thinking
this
I'm
is somehow
more.
A debate that people have, and I don't understand
it's
it.
It's weird, man. It's Oklahoma against Florida State. This is Florida State -7.5.
Who Florida State's on the come up right now.
Yeah, they are.
Florida State by a million. Oklahoma sucks.
7.5.
They're a mess.
Oh, no.
Oklahoma is a mess right now. I love Florida
State.
I'll
buy a point.
I'll buy the half point just to be safe. But
I think Florida State wins a game, but 7.5? Give me Oklahoma. Yeah. Gabriel kind of balls out. I'm okay with that.
Mm-mm.
Yep. I am going to take two things in this. Because I like the over in this. I've watched Florida State play more than I should have this year, to be honest with you. I'm gonna take this to 14.5. Take Oklahoma. I'm gonna take this over under down to 58. I think this is a high scoring game, and that's where I lay with this one.
I don't even know that you need to take a teaser on the over under at 65 because I think there should be some slinging or at least.
I need to I go by the day.
Yeah, yeah.
And so there's three games on this Thursday here, and I try to look for something else I would pair up, and I'm not sure what to do with the next game either because I hate the Syracuse-Minnesota game and the next game, which we'll get to right here. I don't think I'm pairing up anything in this fucking game. This is Texas against Washington and the Valero Alamo Bowl right down the street right here. And this is Texas -6. You've obviously got your shirt on there. You're repping, dude. Who do you got in this game? Is Phoenix playing?
We're back.
No, you're not.
They're not back. Is Phoenix playing in this game?
Yeah.
Phoenix is rising?
Yeah, I got... if you're going to give me 6, I know it's a home game for Texas, but fuck that, man.
Is it a home game for Texas, though?
It's an hour
away. I know it's in San Antonio and all that stuff, but how jacked are they to be in the Alamo Bowl again?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is like the embarrassment bowl for Texas.
This is the consolation prize bowl.
Yeah. It's in Washington. Beating Texas is still going to be a big deal for them, and they've closed the season out strong as fuck this year. I got Washington.
I will say I'll take Washington in the points.
Yep. Yeah. Same. Washington.
I'm going to take Washington in the points simply because Bijan is going to sit. He's going NFL. So
it would be a mistake for him to play in this game.
There's not
in this fucking
this
meaningless
fucking
game.
Washington weakness is the secondary. So that's just going to require Texas to chuck the ball.
Yeah. Both will chuck the ball. The over-under here is 68.5.
So, I would take the over.
Yeah. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this one. Bijan's not playing. You can just go ahead and line up, dude. Let's go. Next up is the Duke's Mayo Bowl, which is always fun because there's always a cutaway of somebody chugging an entire jar of mayo.
Well, no. The winning coach gets an entire Gatorade bath of mayo.
Correct. But there's always somebody in the stands that drinks
I'd rather
bottle.
Lose the goddamn game.
Sure.
Mayonnaise is fucking disgusting.
Amazing.
Even it's the crazy. Word is gross. Mayonnaise.
Yeah, it
you
sounds
like mayonnaise?
Some,
no.
I like mayonnaise.
No, mayonnaise, if you showed it to someone who didn't know what the English language was, they would maybe think it was a sort of sexual discharge.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Mayo's good, though.
It's not good.
I like it.
It's good.
It's vinegar, egg whites, and oil.
Right, what's wrong with that?
Whipped together. That's gross. That's not food.
This is Maryland against NC State. This is Maryland -1 here.
This game's gross.
It is gross.
This game sucks. I'll take Maryland.
Same. I'm going to take Maryland as well. They played a lot of teams tough this year, man. And that Tua's brother is pretty fucking decent, man.
Sometimes.
Yeah. He panics. He panics and makes bad. He reminds me of Carson Wentz a lot. Like a lot of natural talent, but panics, loses the fucking script. When shit gets wild.
We watched him at Buffalo Wild Wings, me and Dan. He threw for 32 yards.
Yeah, but that was a fucked up game.
Yes, but still.
Wasn't the wind like 40 miles per hour or some shit?
Yeah. Who you got in this one, Dan? By the way, all four of us are sick, in case you haven't guessed.
I'm not.
All things being equal, I think Maryland probably wins this game. So it's basically a pick 'em anyways. May as well take it.
Yeah. Next up is the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, which is a real treat. Both teams are not great. Nailed it. Pittsburgh against UCLA in this one. UCLA -7. Who you got, Bobby? We'll start with you.
Pitt's a fucking mess right now, and here's what's fun about Chip Kelly, right?
Yeah.
They're going to beat the fuck out of Pitt in this bowl game. They're going to get to 10 wins. We're going to start next year, and people are like, oh, well, Chip Kelly won 10 games last year. Maybe UCLA is going to do something.
And they'll rank them higher.
And they won't. I mean, they will rank them higher. They won't end up doing anything, but this is the script that...
There's going to be five Big Ten teams that start out in the top 25 for sure, right? Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and these two assholes, if not Iowa State.
Well, UCLA's on hold right now.
Oh, they're on hold? They're not coming over this year?
No, both are going, I think, in 24, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
But also, UCLA, I mean, who did they lose to this year? USC, Oregon, I think. Yeah. They're all good losses.
All good losses.
Yeah, yeah, for
Pittsburgh
sure.
Sucks.
No, yeah. They lost to Arizona, bad loss, but the other two were fine.
And tickets, up and coming Arizona.
Tickets are $19 on drinkabrostickets.com if you're in El Paso and want to go to this game.
UCLA, big.
Big.
Same.
Big.
I got UCLA as well. Who do you got, D'Anthony?
Same. Yeah. I mean, Pittsburgh can score a little bit, and UCLA's defense kind of fucked up towards the end, but I think, 7 points. Pittsburgh's not, they are in disarray.
Next up, we got the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl, Notre Dame against South Carolina. This is surprisingly a good game.
South Carolina, moneyline.
Notre Dame 100%. -3.
No, Notre Dame doesn't show up for games like this. South Carolina moneyline is a huge game for them.
Yep.
South Carolina moneyline all fucking day.
Same.
I will take Notre Dame.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I think Freeman needs a big statement win.
I don't think he does need that at all.
8-5.
He doesn't need it. It would
put him in 8-5. That's a shit for Notre Dame. Next up is the Barstool Sports Arizona Bowl. They bought a fucking bowl game.
And actually, you know what? Tucson might be the worst city in America, so they're kind of going on. Yeah, it sucks, dude.
It's a dump.
It's a dump.
It's like all like
unless you're a college kid.
No, even then.
Well, I don't get to see much of Arizona's chain.
It's flat, nothing, and chain restaurants that are not well kept.
I mean, there's mountains.
There's a couple mountains
in the distance.
In the distance,
pool parties.
Yeah, you'll see.
I would go to Arizona for sure. That'd be in a top three school if someone was like waving a wand to put me back in college.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Arizona would be up there.
The campus is fun, but this is not going to be.
This is Ohio versus Wyoming. This is Ohio University -1.5.
Ohio.
Not one fucking prayer I'm betting on this game.
Yeah. Look, Barstool, it's a frat brand. Few schools are fratter than Ohio. They're going to show out
for
this. Not
OU, though. Not OU.
OU is extremely.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
only have one.
Ohio's a giant party.
They have one party every year. It's the Halloween party, and it's fun, but the rest of the year sucks there. I'm not touching this game. I'm not fucking putting my dick in this.
Sounds like a lot of hate.
Bullshit. And I think you can only watch this online, I believe.
On Barstool's
tickets
website.
Tickets are $13, by the way.
Probably.
Next up is the Capital One Orange Bowl, which... Skip, right?
We can't do.
We can't do it. Yeah. We're doing that next week. We skip that bowl.
So orange and sugar, we skip,
with our lives. We also skip the Sugar Bowl, which is Alabama and Kansas State. Those will not be on our tab. Those will be on next week's show. And instead, we'll move to the Trans Perfect Music City Bowl, which is Iowa against Kentucky. Iowa -1. Nashville, Tennessee. Tickets are $18 there.
What's the under?
You got
31.5.
31.5. One of the grossest games you'll ever see.
I'm just taking the under.
Just out of principle, you gotta take the under.
I'm gonna do something else.
I'll do that. Fuck these guys.
This is gonna be fucking foul.
I hope this game sucks.
All right, so here's what I'm gonna do in this one, okay? Because I've never been able to do this, and I think it's amazing.
Take it to the 20s?
Sure am. Yeah. I'm gonna take this at 24.5. If you can't beat, that would be a 13-12 game.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to hit.
Yep. I'm gonna
You're going to lose.
You're going
to
lose.
Doesn't Iowa have a 9-10 game this year? 10-7. Iowa State, it was 10-7.
They lost 9-6 to Illinois. Yeah.
And their first game of the year against South Dakota State, it was 7-3.
Now, it's a 13-12 game here. When I drop that over down, I'm taking it down to 24.5.
No,
I'm going to jack up.
There are four games. that Iowa has been in this year where they would have been under on that score.
I'm also pretty sure Levis isn't playing.
He's not playing.
They've got a 13-10 against Minnesota. They've got a 9-6 against Illinois. Yeah. They've got a 10-7 against Iowa State and a 7-3 against South Dakota State. It's four games.
Levis isn't playing, dude. I'm doing this, and I'm taking Iowa, brother.
It's his free money at under 31.5.
No, yeah. I'm gonna take you. This is a malfunctioning
ATM machine.
24.5. I'll jack this point spread too. Yeah, let's go, dude. I'll take that 7. TCU Michigan is also the Fiesta Bowl, so that'll be next week as well. Ohio State's versus Georgia. That game is obviously the Peach Bowl. That will be next week as well. That'll move us on to the ReliQuest Bowl, which is Mississippi State against Illinois. And that's Mississippi State -1.
All right, does Mississippi State lose a coach or a quarterback or something? Why is this
minus one? Is Will Rogers not playing?
No, he is. But Illinois, this is a big season for them. This is a big game for them. They're actually pretty solid on defense. DeVito will be back, I imagine. Receivers like Hightower should be playing in this game. I actually like Illinois to win this game.
Same. Okay. This is Illinois' biggest game in about 5 to 8 years.
It's a Burt Bowl.
Yeah, this is Illinois wins. This is going to be... yeah, and Mississippi State is just such a fucking inconsistent team.
Who you got, D'Anthony?
I don't know. Whatever they said.
I'm taking Mississippi State in this one all day long. All day long. I don't believe in Illinois. Seen them play too many times terribly this year. Next up, we got the Goodyear.
No, that's Cotton Bowl.
Oh, shit. Is that?
Yep.
Skip it.
USC Tulane. That's an NY6 bowl.
Yeah, gross. We played them for a New Year's 6 game.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's crazy that they would even allow that.
Why?
Both of these teams?
It's the highest G5 school. Gets a bid.
Yeah, and they have 3 ranked wins this year, too.
Wow. They beat Kansas State.
And Caleb
Williams. At K-State, they beat K-State.
Caleb Williams is out this game, so. Yeah, who knows? Next up, that's crazy. That actually counts. Next up is the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. So Cheez-It is sponsoring 2 games this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, it's the Citrus Bowl. Is that technically a New Year's 6 Bowl?
No.
No.
No, but it is like the Citrus Bowl and the Gator Bowl are the 2 best bowls you can get in the SEC if you're not.
Do you know how many bowl games Goldfish have? Fucking zero. Because they suck. And if you eat them, you suck.
Sure do.
Even if it's your children. I don't want to hear excuses. Kids can figure out a fucking square.
Yeah.
God damn it.
This is LSU against Purdue. This is LSU -10 in this
at the
game.
Worst stadium in the fucking world. Camping World.
World Stadium. There's 2 games there this year.
Well, Purdue doesn't have a coach.
Correct.
They don't.
So
correct.
I'm guessing LSU is probably going to be able to cover the 10
LSU
points.
Rolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, LSU.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to take LSU as well in this game. Also might take that over. It's 58. Both teams chalk, so we'll see. We'll see what happens in that one.
And that's the last game.
It is. The Rose Bowl is after that. That is Penn State against Utah. And we'll be covering that next week. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just fucking do it, dude. I'm tired of saying this shit every fucking week. Please just do it. And then we'll do the New Year's 6 Bowls next week. D'Anthony Holloway and I will be live on Saturday night for UFC 282. We will see you.
I'll be here.
Then bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Use that promo code Drinking Bros to double your first deposit all the way up to $1,000. For D'Anthony Holloway, Delco Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the College Football Bowl Pick'em what?
Extravaganza.
Yeah, what should we call it? Who fucking cares?
Bowl Bukkake.